Yeah. Okay, so it's the 6th of December, which corresponds to the... Do I even know what day it is in English? In Hebrew? 19 of Kislev. So the topic is on page 140, is Psukei Dezimra. What's very interesting about Psukei Dezimra is what's the source? Why do we do it? So there are two statements in the Gemara. Number one, can't just walk into it. So, you know, kind of like if you want to compare it to have like a gym and you want to get to like the game itself, we can't just play the game. You got to stretch, right? So many ways that you need to stretch. You got to do shavach. You can't just talk about God and ask for things. You got to get in that mindset that he's really, you know, the person who provides. How we know this? Moshe, Dixiv, Adchan, El Hashem, Bet Hilimor. And then later on it says, Hashem Elokim Atar Chilot, Dolor, Tadav, Dachad, Kod, Lachavet, Tadav, Chazak, Hashem, El Hashem, Avada, Vuchti, Batre, Abra, Navaret, Arzatava. Ah, so first there's Shevach of God, and then it's like, this is what I really want. And that is, I want to go, Abra, Navaret, Arz. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself, before he, again, if the Amidah is about Bakasha, before you get to Bakasha, you have to first recognize the majesty and the magnificence of God. That's the first source. That being said, number two, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yechelki migomrei halel b'chol yom. You should be part of those people who finish halel every single day. What do you mean? Ini, how you're gonna finish halal every day? How korah b'chol yom harayze mecharefim gadeh. If you say halal every day, you're like you're literally cursing God. Because if you praise God every day, you say nothing, right? Right. So what's the answer? No. That's psukei dezimra. So halal, you're not allowed to say every day. There are those who want to argue. The reason why I can't say halal on yom atzmud is because it's mecharefim gadeh.
Monday,
right? Next day, no. But it appears it's only every day. So we see that there's halal you can't do every day. So good December, you have to do every day. So that's the appears to be a distinction between the two. Okay, but what is good December? Meaning, the Gemara says that there's Shivcha Zeresh Baruch Hu, which is not halal, but what is it? Right? What is good December? So Rashi says, what's good December? And now you'll appreciate, you know, like you ever seen like at the back of like a sitter, like, oh, if you come late, say this. So this is why, Rashi, what's with Zimra? Shnei mizmorim shal hiludin, halalu et shem Hashem in Hashemayim, and then halalu kel bakocho. That's what we call halukah is 3 and 5. Now you understand why halukah is 3 and 5 are the most important ones. Right? If we know if we're running out of time, you say Ashrei. Halukah is 3 and 5. If you have more time, you say 1, then you say 5. Is there a sitter?
Like, you know, there are 5 of them?
The 5, you know there's 5 halukas?
You say the 3rd and you say the 5th.
Yeah.
Let's say 148 and 158.
You're talking about the page numbers?
No, it's the...
The practice. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's exactly right. Yeah, no, you're 100% right. Yes. Right. Correct.
Good.
So...
I never get around to saying 147.
Right. So the...
No, I got it.
So, we see from here that those are the two essential parts of, as opposed to, by the way, look at the language of the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say, you have to finish it. What does it say here? What does it have to finish it? Here. Mi gomrei halal. So if gomrei halal is psukei dezimra, if gomrei halal is gomrei halukas, you got to say all halukas. Rashi seems to say not true. Just 2. So the question is, why is gomrei halal? If I just don't want the last one. You follow? Right, the last one. That's very convenient. Here. Rashi says, halushem shem min hashamayim. That's number 3. You, if I were to ask you what's gomrei, you'd say 5. Maybe 4 and 5. Rashi says, no, it's 3 and 5. Question is, why is 3 and 5 gomrei and not just 5 or not 4 and 5, right?
4 and 5 is too short.
Well, 5 is super short, right?
Yeah, but if you do 4 and 5, they're both really short.
So that's what you throw in 3. Yeah. So it appears
four
that...
not that much shorter than 3.
No, 4 is like...
Yeah, what are you talking about? 5 is tiny.
4 is the same as 5.
It's not so much shorter than 3.
Yeah. Okay, it's not about short, it's about themes. This really is one theme. Right? Those are all the same. So. except for Kol and Shema. Anyways, regardless of what we see from here. Whereas the Rambam, the other Rishonim are going to argue. For example, if you take a look, the Rif and other Rishonim are going to say, no, it's all the Prakim at the end of Sefer Tehillim, i.e. all five. Now the Rambam says that, so let's say, look at four. V'shavchu chav namisha kara zemiros misefer tehillim bo chol yom, v'yom, miktihila l'david, we call it Ashrei, atzaf ha-sefer. But we, and that's why, if you take a look, for example, Hodul Hashem, that we say beginning of Psalm Zimra, that's added on much later. Azyashir, Be'ech, those things were added on later, which is why, when you run out of time, you have to say the first generation Psalm Zimra, first generation Psalm Zimra, is the Ashra with the last, which Halukas 3 and 5. And that's why those are the
cards. Why specifically 3 and 5?
He doesn't say why. It appears that the themes of 3 and 5 are the essential themes. And the question is, the themes of 3 and 5 include in them 1, 2, and 4. So you have to do a literary study on Tehillim and say exactly what are the themes and what's being mentioned, what are the nuances, which we don't necessarily have time to do. But it appears that 3 and 5 seem to cover, at least thematically, all the other halukas, which is why they are the essential ones. Okay, fine. We'll end there for today. And God willing, tomorrow night, we will move on to Baruch Shemar.